Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to do a quick search and we're going to get right into the show. How about that? As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment. I will get what I want. But remember what Mama said. Be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. Okay. Our slogan is love is the act that makes others feel good. So if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing to make them feel good, they're doing what you're supposed to be doing to make you feel good, you're going to have a feel-good day. You're going to love it, okay? Now, normally, every Sunday, we do the first 5 minutes, we talk about love, because love is so important. This is why we're having so much trouble, because this culture teaches us obsessionism as love. And that's not love. You got people ready to hurt you, kill you, and all that kind of stuff because you just don't want them no more, you know. And that's not how it's supposed to be. There's so many men and women on the planet. You know what they say? There's somebody for everybody, you know. So if somebody don't want you, well, don't go crazy. Don't try to kill yourself or them. But I can't have, nobody can have. that's a form of insanity, is what I'm saying. So, but just remember, love is an act to make others feel good. Now, there's a few things we deal with when we talk about love, you know, because there are certain ways that we deal with love. We have love based on action-reaction, love based on pure emotion, okay? We have love based on the heart, the neural net, and we have love based on different different languages that we deal with. Now, last week we dealt with different languages. You know, they say women are from Mars and men are from Venus. We speak different languages, which is true, and that's happening because of the way we are raised in this doggy dog culture. Yes, this is a doggy dog culture. And by being raised in this culture and being misled based on the teachings of certain books, this is a male-dominated society. So women don't actually like to tell guys what to do because it's just not proper, you know. So when they say something, they make a suggestion, you know. They might, like a friend of mine, he uses this example. I like this example. They say if we're in a car and the window's down, and the guy will say, "Yo, man, put the window up. It's cold in here." But the woman doesn't tell the guy what to do. She says, "You know, it's getting a little chilly in here." Assuming that you're gonna get the message and put the window up, but somehow some of these guys are thick-headed. They don't get the message. They'll tap him on the shoulder, and like, "Yo, man." So learn to listen to each other. That's very, very important. Learn to listen to each other. Hear what the other person is saying. Now, you know, this language have each word have multiple meanings, you know. It's like a term bat. You can be dumb as a bat. You can have a bat that hits somebody in the head. You can be blind as a bat. I mean, you know, but the word bat has different connotations to it. It depends on what you're talking about. And a lot of words are the same way, you know, like they talk like God. See, God is what they call a neuter noun. It could be related to male and female, okay? So when they say God, they don't have to be talking about a guy. They're going to be talking about a female, too. Because some words have multiple meanings, and you can use different ways to express the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's deal with this heart thing. All right, now I wanted to deal with groups and why, as groups, we're not able to love each other, but that's a whole different process, you know. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on when we're talking about the society that's being set up to change the paradigm, to change what we're doing. You know, we'll get into that a little later. But the heart has a neural net and it gives off hormones. The heart is connected to the brain, believe it or not. It communicates with the brain. And the heart gives off hormones. So when you do something to somebody, those hormones come out, you know, and you get that feeling, I don't like this person. You know, somebody might just look like somebody that did something to you, so I don't like that person. Because those hormones kick in. And you feel this so-called negative feeling, this negative vibration that you get. Just from being around a person that looked like somebody that done something to you that you don't like, you know. Just another thing that they don't teach on. They don't teach on the neural net and how the heart communicates with the brain. The heart don't have to communicate with the mind. The heart communicates with the brain. The brain and the mind are two different entities. We'll talk about that one day too. But right now we're talking about the neural net from the heart and the heart communicates with the brain. And it gives off those hormones so that you know how you feel. So if you love somebody, if you're into somebody, don't push their buttons, you know, because one thing about being around somebody that cares about you, you care about them, they relax themselves and they give you information about them that can actually upset them. And women know this, men know this, and a lot of times they do this just to make a person jealous, to see how they feel if they get jealous, you know. But they remember that those heart hormone kick in, and those they get that vibration and they remember that when you do that, you know what I mean. And it has a lot of times it having a negative effect. It don't have the effect that you think it's going to have, you know. Even though they do get jealous, you know, but it could backfire on you. So only commit acts that make the other person feel good, especially if you're in a group, if you're interacting with a group, especially if you're the head of a group, you know. You want to do things to make the other person feel good, and your group will grow. Your group will get bigger and bigger because everybody, when you come together, it's a nice, feel-good relationship, and you kind of like that, okay? And, okay, so we're going to, that's so much for love today. The end of this month, okay, we're going to do a complete hour on love, okay? We're going to go through the whole 9 yards on love, okay? And remember, this is an interactive show, so if I say something and you might want to jump in or comment or something, just jump, hit one, and let me know that you have something to say, and I'll let you get in, okay? Now, we're talking about the topic for today is we need power along with protests. How do we get it? That's the topic for today. So the first thing we're going to deal with is my main topic, the Bible code book or religious book, because that's the key to this whole thing. And, you know, they're teaching this as a religious book. And when you teach it as a religious book, it's nonsensical. Half the stuff in it just don't make no sense. That's why a lot of people say, oh, man, throw that Bible away. That Bible ain't nothing. And we're sick of the Bible and all that. But it's one of the most powerful books that was ever written if you know how to read it, you know? I'll give you an example. In chapter 1, I'm going to be on Genesis for a whole month because you need to know what certain energies is and all that, where it comes from, the whole 9 yards, so we're going to be talking about that as well, okay? Now, the first thing you have to do is realize, well, let's just deal with the nonsensical stuff and what don't make sense when we're talking about Genesis, right? First chapter of Genesis, they say they're going to make men and women. Then they say they're going to create men and women, right? This is the first chapter in Genesis, okay? I don't know. I think it's Genesis 26, 27, 28. Then you go into the second chapter. Then they're making Adam and Eve. Wait a minute. Is the first chapter men and women? Is the second chapter Adam and Eve? What people came first here? What's going on, you know? It makes you wonder. It gets a little crazy, okay? Then if you look from a religious point of view, when you go over to the Adam and Eve side, you know what I mean? And the two brothers have a fight, and the brother leaves, and he go get married. Who in the world is he marrying if you deal with Adam and Eve as the first people being here? You know what I mean? It makes you say, wait a minute, what's wrong with this book, okay? Something is wrong here. What's going on, you know? So there were people here, according to the book, before Adam and Eve. But see, now let's stop dealing with it from a religious point of view. Let's deal with it from a code point of view, okay? Now, the question is always up on the board when it said God created the heavens and the earth. And Psalm 82 said, men and women are gods, okay? So whoever's making heaven and earth and stuff, that's a man or a woman, according to the code, according to the book. Now, you have to think about yourself, what technology did these people have to put the sun, the moon, the stars, and all this, well, the stars is the sun, to put the sun or to make this doggone solar system? What kind of technology did these people have? If you're dealing with the Bible as a code book, that steps up your mindset. That steps up your cognitive reality in reference to what is going on. Now, when you go, our cultures reap what you sow. The entire universe is set up as reap what you sow, period. That's science, okay? I say this every week. If you sow two ingredients together, you're going to get a chemical. Sow two chemicals together, you're going to get a reaction. You put mathematics on it to control the reaction. It's science. They don't want you to relate science to the African continent and where all this stuff is coming from. You know what I'm saying? So they don't call it reap what you sow. They call it science. But reap what you sow is science. That's the culture that we came out of. That's why we were able to make pyramids and all that stuff. And then they talk about the aliens made. Yeah, well, we the aliens. We made those pyramids. You know what I'm saying? And Psalm 82 tells you what your potential is. That's the key to the whole thing. What is it possible for you to do? And if Psalm 82 tell you you're a God, now, if you're a man, right, all the books have limitations of what a man can do. If you're a woman, all the books have limitations of what a woman can do. But if you're a God, as the Bible say you are, none of the books have limitations on what God can do, okay? That means you don't have a limitation at all. You can overcome nature because you made nature, okay? Now, all this is going to relate to how we get power to go along with the protesting that we're doing. This is where I'm going with this today, you follow what I'm saying? Because we need power. And where are we going to get the power from? How are we going to get the power? You follow what I'm saying? You got to realize there's nothing more powerful than what you see in that mirror. The problem is you have attached yourself to a mindset that limits your ability to think outside the box. I'm going to say that again. You can't go outside the box because they have given you information that automatically limits your thought process, okay? Now, check this out. You cannot make something from nothing. It means you can't create. You can only make. Check this out now. You can only make. You can't create. So if you can't create and nothing in the universe was created, how did everything get here? This is why we ask the question. The God that made the heavens and earth, who is this God? And where are they? You know what I'm saying? If you know the answer, press 1. I'm going to give you the answer anyway. I give up every week. But there's something that we call the uncaused cause. Because when it went in motion, nothing was here but that. And that was energy. This energy began to produce things, multiply itself, until you're here, made out of what? Energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Now, you come from an incorporeal dimension, up near the Cyrus A, Cyrus B, near the black hole. This is where you come from. You came into this dimension because the gas was building up in this dimension, and you didn't want the, they were worried about the gas igniting and blowing a hole in both dimensions. Now the scientists are beginning to show the gas around the planets and stuff. They weren't doing it at first, but they're showing it now. They're beginning to upgrade. You know, I've been talking about this for about 20 years. So they're beginning to upgrade on their information, okay? Now, something, there's a difference between their thought process and your thought process. They're making cold fusion. They're trying to figure out how to make the heat from the sun, how to develop a sun, okay? The moon is a satellite. They got satellites up there right now, okay? So I'm just saying they're recreating, I shouldn't use the term create, but they're remaking what was done, what they talk about in Genesis, because they know, just the 1%. See, the 1% know that they got it. Ain't no question in their mind. They know that there's nothing greater than them. And if anything they want done, all they have to do is start thinking about it, and it'll come to them, and they can get it done. Same thing with you. Anything that you want done, if you think about it long enough, hey, they give us our reap what you sow culture back to us. What you think about, you bring about. Oh, the greatest secret. That secret's been around for a couple thousand years, buddy. You know what I'm saying? They're taking your stuff, giving it back to you because they're dumbing you down in school so you don't know what the heck you got. You don't know who you are. Think about this. Just think about this for a second. If you were created, right, that automatically makes you less than and not equal to something. There's a limit on your mindset right there. And every religion, I don't care which one you get into, tell you that you were created, okay? But you can't make something from nothing. So you were not created. You are made up of the same source energy that the cosmos is made of. That's why you got a link. That's the way you got a copper and zinc and all that stuff in you, because you're made up out of all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? You were not created. You were made. You are actually the universe expanding itself. You have no limits. Okay? Well, say, well, wait a minute, Brother Ibrahim. What's religion? Religion is realigning yourself with source energy, knowing who you are, knowing what you can do, knowing that you don't have no limits. Okay? You want power? Okay? The power of this planet, you're the power of this planet. The problem is they have you divided with so much stuff. I'm looking at my clock here. My clock is going crazy. Anyhow, they have you divided with so much stuff. Baseball, football, basketball, tennis. You're playing checkers. You're playing golf. You're playing. How many of you going to turn pro in all these here things? You run around with the Eagle shirt on. I'm a fan. Here you are with yourself advertising the Eagles brand for free, and you pay the Eagles to advertise for them. Go open up a business and see how much they'll let you advertise in one of their games. They ain't going to let you advertise for free. What are you thinking? You're not thinking, and it's not your fault, because you were trained to think like you're thinking, and it starts with the concept that you were created. That starts the whole ball of wax going. You were not created. You were made in the image of source energy, which is energy, okay? You are energy. And now they say, well, what is God? God is one who can manipulate source energy for his own purpose. I'm just dropping, okay? Now, some of you are going to disagree, some of you are going to agree, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I'm giving you the thought process, okay? Man can't fly. I don't care what man do, he can't fly. You go outside, stand in front of your house, slap your arms, and see exactly how far you get. It ain't going nowhere. But when you think in terms of God, as God, you can overcome the elements. You can overcome everything. You can build planes and ships and nuclear bombs and whatever you want. Whatever you want. The planet cannot contain you. You're off the planet. If you were strictly dealing with nature, people say, oh, well, we have to go back to nature. You can't go back to nature. You are above nature. If it was up to nature, you would never step foot on a plane. You would never step foot on a submarine, because you're not meant to be under the water dealing with nature. Man, ain't supposed to be under the water. That's for the fishies and stuff. But you're off the planet. You can do whatever you want. Here's the thing. What do you want? Where are you trying to go? Are you trying to take control over your existence? That's what freedom is. You want freedom? It means control. Ask yourself, what do you have control over in this society? What are you controlling? The only voice you have is your vote. Is your vote. That's all you got. That's all they give you is your vote. That's all they give you. But that's not all that you have to take. You see what I'm saying? 200 years ago, President Hampton and them come up with an idea, and they set up the Continental Congress. Okay? George Washington come in, saw it was a good idea, and they stole it. They just took it. They had the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all this was done before George Washington and them got involved. You dig where I'm coming from? But George Washington come in and took it. They took it, started a war with Britain, and hooked up with France, and everything went crazy. They lost the war. If you Google right now who owns the U.S. and the Americas, it will tell you Britain does. Britain owns the United States and the Americas, okay? And if you check how Britain is set up, they're set up based on Bible code. That's how Britain is set up. That's how they got so much power. That's how they came into power. If you go back to Constantine, you know what I mean? They weren't conquering no planet. You follow what I'm saying? But when Constantine hooked up with St. Maurice and St. Marie start hipping them to the codes in the book, holy crap, everything changed. They became masters of the planet. You lost your mastership. As black folk, you lost your mastership of the planet. How did you lose it? Your downfall started with Isis and Osiris. That's where it started at, okay? Because they wanted them to be deities and not anybody else to be deities, okay? So they began usurping your power because now you worshiping something outside of yourself to get something done that you can do yourself. You follow what I'm saying? Do for self. You've heard it before. 100 years ago, Elijah Muhammad came out with the saying, do for self. Marcus Garvey came out, Bobadil Ali, all these people were here telling you, these are things that you can do. But what they did, they set up a leadership-based system. And with a leadership-based system, the hierarchy get to make all the decisions. And the people underneath didn't get involved in the decision-making. And that's where your brain power was. Nobody knows everything. Your brain power is in the ranks. But the ranks can't get to say anything because the hierarchy is doing everything. What can you say to your congressman? You can call your congressman and say whatever you want. But it's, everything is up to your congressmen and senators to make all the decisions, not you. You don't make none of the decisions. You know what I'm saying? It's the same crap. We've been protesting when they was hanging us. Now instead of hanging us, they shooting us, and we still protesting. Same thing's going on, you know? When do we stop? When do we stop and start dealing with the power? See, we don't know what power is. We're talking about black power. Black had nothing to do with power. White don't have nothing to do with power. See what I'm saying? Let's deal with power in its essence, okay? When you control food, clothing, shelter, and security, then you have power. Did they shut the food markets down today or tomorrow? What you gonna do? You can't eat. You're not growing anything in your yard. Zach Bush done made it illegal for you to grow stuff in your yard. They're not forcing it, but it's illegal for you to grow stuff in your yard. You understand what I'm saying? What you gonna do? You don't have a control over your food. And when you get on the bus or when you go outside in the crowd, look at what the people are wearing. They're pretty much all dressed the same. Who decided that they should be looking like that? They didn't decide. They put the stuff on the airwaves, put the stuff on the advertising, and everybody's wearing what somebody else is making for your community. What do you mean for my community? Okay, somebody's calling me, but I can't really talk to them right now. What do you mean for your community? This is where your power base is, and this is what you're missing. Mama, papa, and baby, that's not your family. That's your tribe, okay? Your family is the economic structure that you have to take care of your tribe. What kind of economic structure do you have to take care of your tribe? We're talking about power now. You know what I'm saying? Your tribe consists of 600 to 700 people. I'm talking about you, your little, your wife and your child, and the entire diaspora. You got 600 to 700 people there that's not working together. How come? You ain't built like that. You weren't trained like that. They don't have you think in terms of tribalism. Oh, the tribe be fighting and all that kind of stuff. They'd be fighting out there anyway. You know what I'm saying? But if you get to know your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your nephews, find out who they are. Find out where they are. You know what I'm saying? This is what the holidays are for. Don't fight the holidays. I don't believe in Christmas. I don't believe in Halloween. I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that. How do you reconnect with your family? How do you reconnect with your tribe? This is what the holidays are for, okay? All the 1%ers participate in the holidays because they need to connect with their diaspora. You need to do the same thing. That's the first step towards you getting back your power, all right? That's the first step. Reconnect with your diaspora. You know what I mean? And most of us got laptops and printers. They got software in there where you can actually make cards and stuff to send to different people. Start calling around. Start finding out where they live at. How they doing? What's going on? Oh, I just called to see how you're doing. You know, nothing special. At least they know who you are now. You know what I'm saying? And when the holidays come up, see them start planning some kind of tribal event where y'all can get together. Now, we're doing family reunions. We do the family reunions once a year. But we don't get together for the right reason for the family reunion. We get together, have a good time, eat a little bit of food, say hi to each other, boom, done. No planning about the schools for the children. No planning about buying some land to grow the food for everybody to eat. No planning on how we're going to secure the people. If somebody come mess with you, you can pick up a phone call and put boots on the ground. No planning, nothing. You know what I'm saying? And it all starts with you knowing who you are. Because God's responsibility is every man, woman, and child on the planet. Let's think about that, okay? Now, I think I went a little overboard. Our clock is going, the clock on our studio is going a little crazy here. So what I'm going to do at this point, those of you on the line, I'm going to do the commercial right quick. And now the commercial, we're going to chit-chat some more here. Where am I here? Okay. Because I like to give something back to the people that give stuff. You follow what I'm saying? Because they're on the radio every week trying to help us out, trying to give us some information. So the advertising I do on the radio is free. I don't charge nobody to advertise on the radio. I guess that's why I got so many commercials here. But I like to give back, and it's part of what I do. You know, this is Elohim Five Tribes of Constellation Elohim. I changed the name. It ain't Osiris no more. It ain't Alliance Belt. We call it Elohim. They can change it. I can change it, too. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m., okay? The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you have a comment, and let me know that you're on the air, and let me know that you have something to say. And I'll bring you in as quickly as possible so that you can make your comment before we change directions, okay? We do not mention your name unless you want us to. Just we use the last 4 digits of your phone number, and and that's how you know that we're talking to you if you press 1 on your dial, okay? Now, we released a gospel CD. Called Jesus Coming CD. The CD link is CD Baby /CD4 Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, so go and check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim 10 Tracks, and my CD will come up. And Elohim 10 Tracks, Jesus Coming. And my CD will come up, and you'll be able to listen to the songs and stuff like that on the CD. we ask ourselves, if Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? Well, we think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. You know what I'm saying? So your sisters out there, be mindful of the babies that you're dumping, because that child that you're dumping just might be the one to get us out of this mess. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to break with the commercial for a minute just to drop something here right here. Everybody talk about the tree of life, and we're supposed to eat from the fruit from the tree of life. The tree of life is your children. How many of you can eat from what your children have produced? Think about that. Okay, let's keep going, okay? But like I say, sisters, we need those babies, and brothers, it takes two to make them, so make sure you hang around and take care of them, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, Christ Has Come. That's on Amazon, or you can get a CD version, or give me a call at TCCA 215-758-1703, okay? Also, I'm in the gold business. I deal with Carabar. So if you want to know about buying and selling gold, once again, give me a call from 915-258-1703. Don't forget to visit my website at Elohim Christ, El Christ Elohim at website, e.com/website. And that'll take you to me. That's ELCHRISTALAHEL, El Christ Elohim, okay? And you get a little better picture of what's going on, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Hollis Butler. He writes a Black History book for Vox Cry Out. I like him because he understands history. He seems to understand and put the missing pieces of history. I also like to give a shout out to Legacy of a Nation show, hosted by Brother Mac and Son. Come on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about black history, health, economic, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. I also like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra11. She has a spoken word, and I like the words she speaks. So go ahead and check her out. I also like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube under Nikki Love Unam. The current calling number is 909-749-8626. So, I mean, I do spiritual reading, too. I did one on her. She did one on me. She's pretty good. She's right on time. So if you do need some spiritual advice or something, just give Nikki a call, and she'll help you out. Okay, I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. At the UNIA. That's an organization that Marcus Garvey started. Their number is 267-822-2320, okay? also, I'd like to give a shout-out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa, RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. In fact, I got 4 suits from the brother, and oh, my suits, you know, we have a tailor-made suit. They fit like they've been tailor-made, okay? Then give brother a call at 609-638-5828. I also like to give a shout out to Safe More Electronics. The calling number is 215-909-3352. From 9 to 5, I stick my chest out. That's one of my son's company. He can put some lights and stuff in here. He's pretty good at it. He's certified and licensed, so you ain't to worry about nothing. I like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of T. Thornton. He has an old school style. Out of Philadelphia, he has 6 CDs on the market. You can Google him. On YouTube, Heaven219TEE, Thornton, TEE.Thornton. And for more information, just give him a call, 267-259-4077, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Tots Learning Academy, licensed, certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in school, medical school, going to be a doctor. I'm going to stick my chest out again. That's one of my daughters. Taylor Tots, she has an after school and services in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And boy, I'm booming because I just find out she's going to have another little one. Boy, and I am so glad. More grandchildren for me. My diaspora is going to be huge. also, I'd like to give a shout out to our naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355, and if you give him a call, he will also give you an herb book where you can check us on the herbs. And with the coronavirus going on, we need a few herbs. We need to know a little bit about herbs, okay? Also, Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864, and he has water purification machines. He just let me know about that. So if you need a water purification machine or something like that, just give Dr. Bill a call and he'll help you get into that, okay? So if you're sick and don't have one of these guys' numbers, you need to be sick. Nobody needs to be sick. So just give these guys a call and don't worry, be healthy, okay? Okay, so much for the commercial. All right, so now we're going back to the topic here, okay? If I can get back to the topic, we're going back to the topic here. Now, the main topic for tonight, we don't went through the Bible code book or religious book. I'm telling you, drop the religious hookup on the book. Start dealing with the book as a code book, and you will understand so much. Now, for those of you who want to be in their awakening, all right, who want to get more into their actual incorporeal side, what they call a spirit and all that. Go to the New Testament, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Read everything that they say in red. King James Version, don't read nothing in black. Because Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John didn't have a conscious understanding to really understand what Jesus was saying. So you don't want their explanation about what Jesus meant. Okay? Just read what's in red, only what they said that Jesus said. We know Jesus didn't write it, only what to say that Jesus will, and it will give you a DNA awakening. Something will happen to you that will blow your mind. Trust me. You know what I mean? Just go in and read it, and something will happen to you that will blow your mind. It will give you a DNA awakening, okay? where am I at here? Oh, okay. Now, we're talking about power. We need power in reference to the, what do you call it, the protest. We're protesting without no power. Don't make sense. I've never protested a day of my life because I'm not going to be out there letting nobody hit me in the head. I ain't doing nothing about it. I'm not built like that. When you come at me, well, you got a problem. You know what I'm saying? It's just that simple. So what we want to do, we really need to, what time is it? Oh, okay. We really need to readdress our situation out there and what we're doing. Now, if you want power, this is where your power is going to come from. Your power is going to come from your family. Now, I'm going to one of the codes, right? Of the book, of the Bible. I usually refer to the codes because everything that we need is in there. Abraham, okay, him, his nephew, and his wife. They left from Tangier on their little journey, traveling all over Africa and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And they asking, everybody asking the dumb questions. Oh, that was Moses, this was that, and getting all sort of religious stuff where it's all about opinions and no actual facts. Here's an actual fact, okay? Something that you can wrap your brain around. Somebody kidnapped his nephew. One of the cities kidnapped his nephew. He took an army to rescue his nephew. The question is, where did he get the army from? He didn't call no allies. Okay. The army was under his control. The army was with him. Where did they come from? Come from the family. They come from the tribe. And them, excuse me, and them making babies. This is why the Bible speaks so hard against homosexuality. It reduces the amount of babies that they're making. You know, two men ain't making no babies, and two women ain't making no babies. You know what I'm saying? We need the babies. That's what's going to keep us going from generation to generation to generation. What happens to a couple that don't have no children? When they die, that's it. Their physical existence don't continue because there's no children there. You understand what I'm saying? That's the danger of homosexuality. As God, you can see whoever you want. I don't care. Dog, cats, whatever you want to see. That's on you. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But there's a consequence, all right, that we have less babies, okay? As far as guys dressing like girls, girls dressing like guys, who cares? Who made up the dress code anyway? You know, I mean, in Egypt, the guys used to wear skirts. You know what I'm saying? Oh, the high priest used to wear skirts, big time. This was in Kemet. Somebody changed it. Somebody flipped it. Then we're wearing pants. Now you join the Muslim hookup, and now you're putting on the dress again. What do they call them? Jolly beards, whatever they call them. You're putting on, men wearing long dresses and stuff. Who's coming up with the dress code don't matter. What matters is what's in your mind. What you're thinking, how you're thinking about this stuff, you follow what I'm saying? That's what matters. Having the right thought process to take us from point A to point B. And right now, we don't have that because we think that we're less than something and not equal to something because somebody created us. You know what I mean? You can't make something from nothing. You're made up of the same energy that the cosmos is made up of. Power. Ain't got nothing but power. But one God by himself can't do all of this stuff. You know, that story of David and Goliath. You follow what I'm saying? You have to have people behind you. You have to have other gods with you to make change. And this is the problem that we have. Because we don't know how to love each other, right? Because we don't know how to treat each other, because we don't know who we are, all right, we're having trouble getting together. Well, we're going to change that paradigm. We're setting up a society, all right, based on equality. No higher-ups, no presidents, vice presidents, none of that's going on. No hierarchy. You follow what I'm saying? The whole thing is set up based on trust, express trust, to be exact. And the members are going to be trustees and beneficiaries. Now, the whole thing is that the trustees and the beneficiary are not held liable for what the trust does, but they control everything. That means you make decisions for yourself. Somebody asked me, well, you're going to teach me how to do it? No, I'm going to show you where to get the information. It's your society. You got to read it on your own. I can't take you by numbers through all this stuff, and I'm still learning too. So what you have to, I can show you where to get it, how to get it, but you have to get it. Now, those we're accepting memberships now, so people are starting to join on. So as the membership come in, once you become a member, oh, you get books on trust. You get Triumphal Scriptures Part 1. You got Triumphal Part 2. You get CDs. You get meditation CDs. You become an ordained minister. So that, see, this is a certain remedy. When the vaccine comes out, if you're an ordained minister, you can say, according to religious objectives, you don't have to take the vaccine. So you can start refusing stuff based on your religion. You see what I'm saying? So, so the society is trying to create some remedies for what's going on and what we're doing, but you have to run it. If you become a part of society, it's on you to run. It's on you to learn. It's on you to study. It's on you to know. We're gonna send you the information. We're gonna tell you where to go, but you gotta do the work. That's what it requires for you to run your own society. You have to do the work. You really, literally have to run it. Okay. Now, what I'm gonna do. I don't even know how much time I got. My clock on the internet is going stupid. Let me bring somebody in here and change the reality of the conversation for a little bit. Let's see what's going on in here. We got 1927. Brother Mac, you on the air? Do you have a comment or something you want to say about what's going on here? I'm running my face.
Yes, good evening, Brother Elohim. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm
happy to check in, and the main topic, if I understand it correctly, is reap what you sow.
Actually, the main topic today is we need power as well as protest. How do you get it?
Okay, all right. In other words, let's see. Which president was it that said, walk softly and carry a big stick?
I think that was Roosevelt, wasn't it?
I believe it was.
It was?
Yeah.
Truman. It was about a Truman, one of them guys. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I wondered if that's what you were alluding to. Protest, yes, but that's not all. You also need to be able to make somebody suffer and uncomfortable if you don't get what you want from the protest, then you need a backup system, or I should say you need to be able to cause your opponent a lot of pain. Because my understanding of power is the ability to cause pain, also the ability to do work. And so when you say we not only need to protest, but we also need power. We need to be able to hurt our enemy, our opponent. Am I hearing this right? Am I interpreting it correctly? Almost.
What you're saying is absolutely correct. It's just the language you're using. We're talking about force of will. Now, right now, they're forcing their will on us, and we don't have the ability to force our will on them. And
right.
A lot of times, you do that. You have to do like you said. You have to cause pain. You have to be ready to go up somebody, go upside somebody's head, and they don't have a problem with that. They come out with their little tear gas and rubber bullets, and they'll knock you down in a minute. You see what I'm saying? Force of will. They're forcing their will on the people. So you have to be in a position to force your will on opponents that's going against you. You know what I'm saying? So we're talking about that's what you mentioned when you first started talking. We're talking about the two cultures. We're talking about the doggy dog culture, and we're talking about the reap what you sow culture. Now, this country is supposed to be run on the reap what you sow culture based on President Hansen and them, because they didn't want to start all this. It's supposed to be run on the reap what you sow culture, and the doggy dog culture is supposed to be there to protect the people who are functioning under the reap what you sow culture. Because under the reap what you sow, you're nice, you're kind, and you're following the scriptures. You don't want to do nothing nobody that you don't want done to them. And you know, this is what you're about. You see what I'm saying? You're not about forcing your will or being a missionary force and all that. So that's what the doggy dog people are supposed to be there to protect you. That's your military. I believe that's why President Hansen, when he set it up, the civilian president is actually in charge of the military, because the military doggy dog, and something had to put some kind of constraint on that doggy dog culture. You know, the whole thing is kind of interesting. So the question that we're dealing with now, we like to reap what you sow culture, because most of us are pretty nice guys. Are you willing to do the doggy dog culture? Are you willing to go doggy dog when the time comes? You follow what I'm saying? It's like two kids that shot into the cop car. They went doggy dog. I mean, hey, we can't get no justice on the reap what you sow. We coming at you the way you come at us, you know? And I know people talk about the systems and the law and all that, but it's not enough to protect us. You can ask the people of Rosewood about that. They burnt the whole doggone city down. You know, and the people ain't done nothing to nobody. You know what I mean? They were just jealous because they was making so much money and living so good. And the European community around them wasn't doing that great, you know? So, yeah, so we have to have power. And the way to get the power, based on what the Bible is saying, you have to begin training your children. Your children should be taking martial arts class. Your children should be going down studying military tactics. If you watch some of the old Chinese movies, all the princes and them guys, they had military training. They were leading the army. You know what I'm saying? And and that's how it's supposed to be. You know, when you pick up the phone, if you have trouble and you pick up the phone and you call somebody in your family, you're supposed to have they supposed to be ready, coming. Military tactics ready. You know you can carry firearms. All you have to do is go down and get the license. But they're going to stop you from getting that soon. But you can carry arms and all that kind of stuff. You know, your family should be able to protect you in more ways than one, but it's not happening. So we have to rethink. We have to rethink the whole paradigm, you know? And what I like for people to do, what we got here, about, we got about 4 minutes here, 5 minutes. What I like to suggest, okay, is that don't limp in the holidays. Start calling your family members, okay? If you got to do that, what's that thing that you was on back to find out who your kin is and your cousins and nephews and all that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What do they call it? History.com?
Oh, the family DNA? I think the family DNA test.
I don't know about the DNA, but you can find out about who your family is without submitting your blood to these people if you don't want to. But they have, you can Google and looking up the family, your family history and all that kind of stuff. Because my son found me, and he didn't have no DNA on me. All he had was my name, you know, because we had got separated when he was little. And so he finally tracked me down, which is good. So you don't have to have DNA to find out who your cousins, aunts, and uncles are. You start calling and talking around, and they're in the net someplace, and you can find them. Or you can do like you said, you can give up the DNA. I don't recommend giving up the DNA unless you actually have to. But it probably would be the fastest way to find out who's who. to the what do you call it, DNA.com?
I think that's it. Yeah. DNA.com.
Yeah, so I mean it's faster, you know. So you know, but I recommend for those who are on the line, you know, start reaching out to your family members. I know some of you don't like your family members. I got family members I don't like, but it don't matter. Start reaching out and start taking advantage of these holidays. You know, don't think in terms of holidays. I know Halloween is for the devil. Christmas is for dealing with the religions. There's so many different realities as far as Christmas is concerned. You got Nimrod, you got Jesus. You got Easter, which is the pagan god Esther. And anyway, there's so many different stories out there about everything. But don't get caught up in the religious dogma out there. Use the holidays to interact with your family, interact with your tribe, and you'll see that it will make a big difference with you, and you can be able to access some of that power. You know, now think in terms of what can I do financially to make the resources, okay, to help bring some of the tribal people together where they can take martial arts classes because someone might not have the money. Paintball things that you can go to and shoot each other with the paintballs and practice some military tactics and stuff.
They're still in vogue.
Okay, so we can learn, and anybody who's 21 or over, don't have no record. Go down and get your license to carry a firearm. Whether you carry one or not, get your license to carry. You follow what I'm saying? Because I think in the next few years, it's going to save you a lot of hurt, a lot of aggravation if you already have it, because they're going to be taking a lot of stuff from us. But I think that those who are on the line, if you're old enough to get the license, I think you should go down and get it. I'm not saying that you need to carry a firearm, but but I think I'm hitting that. You need to carry something. You know, but you can't make a big stick, right? But just go ahead and get that license to carry a firearm. And think in terms of you being God and 6 billion people or your responsibility. Think of a way to feed, clothe, shelter, and provide security for that many people. Now, if you can do that for that many people, you and your little tribe will be well off. You ain't gonna be hungry or nothing, because you'll be coming up with a plan big enough to take care of all that stuff. You're upgrading your mindset. And now you're not thinking, oh, I gotta get this little $10 an hour job and get me a little apartment and I'm cool, you know, and we got a little car, we're going to the clubs and the football games and everything is fast. No, it's time for you to upgrade. There's a whole world out there going around and you don't have nothing to do with it. And you need to get involved. This is your country set up by your ancestors. This is your land. In fact, Mac talks about this every Saturday. This is your land. This is your government. You need to start running it. Start with city council, right? Well, not city council. Start with the counties. Learn how the counties will run. And, and if you have children in your household, right, think in terms of what political system do I like? I like the democracy system. I like the Republican system. I like the dictatorship system. I like there's a lot of systems out there, anarchy or whatever kind of system that you like. Set your house up along those political lines, and as your children grow up, they'll learn politics because you're raising them as a political family. Okay, that's what I'm saying. I think we're about out of time here. Brother Mac, Thank you so much for participating on the show every week. I really appreciate that. And those of you on the line, I want to thank you so much for calling in. And Nancy, you don't have to say anything if you don't want to. I got your numbers and all that. So I'll be dropping a text for you. Now, tomorrow, we're starting to take, we're starting to solicit members for the society. So those who are on the line that are part of the society, starting tomorrow at 6 o'clock, the society is going to meet, same number, right here on Block Talk, 516-453-9230. Just call in at 6 o'clock, and we'll be discussing society business, all right? And if you have questions about the society, things you need to know, what the society about, how it's going to function, how we're going to do all this crap we're talking about, you know, just you can ask all your questions, and I'll be able to answer your questions. That's tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Okay. Now, what I like to do, I like to do an assertion before we stop streaming here. I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace, is returned. So let it be written. So let it be done. Mac, if you want to take about a minute here, that's about all we got. Take about a minute around to close out and say anything about the show Saturday. That would be fine.
All right, Brother Bobby. Well, I'm Brother Mac of Legacy of a Nation. And as Brother Elohim said it a little while ago, my show is every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we cover four main topics. The four main topics that we cover one at a time are health, history, politics, and economics. Because we feel that we are a nation, and a nation needs to know how to gain and maintain the health of it. And we feel that the people of a nation need to know their history. They need to know where they came from. They need to know where they are and perhaps have some idea as to where they're going. And economics is the politics. Politics.
Okay. That minute don't last long, do it.
Carry on, Brother Elohim. Thank you so much, sir. Be well.
Thank you so much, brother, for supporting the show. I appreciate that. And those who are on the line, love is acting and love is for good. And we will talk to you either tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday. Much love.
Until then, be well.
Mm-hmm.